Praise be Jesus and Mary. We who have the great grace to be able to participate in daily Mass often have to call to mind the great privilege we have every single day to be able to draw from what the Church calls the source and summit of the Christian life, the Eucharist. And also call to mind the opportunity we have every single day to be able to present our prayers to God in the most efficacious way through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Our Lord in today's Gospel says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Eucharist is both sacrament and sacrifice. The sacrifice that our Lord made on Calvary and the sacrifice that we offer at Mass are one. Now get this. Since the sacrifice on Calvary and the holy sacrifice of the Mass are substantially identical, the motives that animated our Lord to offer himself up as a sacrifice to the Father are affected here at Mass. And what are they? Adoration, thanksgiving, expiation, petition. Now what that means is this. Whenever we pray at Mass, or better yet, whenever we pray the Mass, our prayers are elevated to a whole nother dimension because our prayers, intentions are elevated and enter into the dignity of liturgical prayer. But not only, they mingle with the very prayers of Christ. What a privilege and what an opportunity every single day. And the privilege we have is really the opportunity to live like Our Lady, if you think about it. Because Our Lady, after the ascension of our Lord, lived this way. I don't think it is by chance that Our Lady was entrusted to the beloved disciple who was a priest. Because from the cross to the altar, she was able to continue to unite herself to the sacrifice of our Lord through the Eucharist. May she always lead us and help us to live out this privilege and this great grace. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.